Hello, Wade Cox here, and welcome to the Ski with Wade podcast. I've been involved with this sport of water skiing for over 40 years now. I was fortunate enough to be a professional, and now I'm a full-time water ski coach. Today's guest and I will be talking about water skiing. We'll also be talking a little bit about travel and maybe a little about life as well. Thanks for joining us today. Ski with Wade, cut more rope. Hey, welcome. This is Ski with Wade, podcast number 4. Today, our sponsor is Wake Effects. They are a really, really awesome pro shop dealer in Lake of the Ozarks, Sage Beach.
That's correct.
Yeah, man. That's a really cool stuff. It's Blue Thunder Marina. And man, they got a ton of HO Hyperlite gear. They got a ton of board shorts and all that really cool stuff. You guys check it out. Wake Effects. Actually, I'm sort of fond of this area I'm in right now because my very first pro tour win was in St. Louis in 1989. Half this room weren't even born. I can certainly tell you that. Yeah. So, and then I happened to win it again in 94 out on Creve Coeur Lake out on, I guess that's the west side of St. Louis.
Yeah.
And man, it was just like one of those home stops, kind of like Shreveport, Louisiana was for me, being from LA, from lower Arkansas. Yeah, also the Kansas City and St. Louis areas, I've done both boat shows, and I've been on the river down in St. Louis, and I've eaten at some of those steakhouses out in Kansas City. Was it the Hereford House? The Golden Ox? Yeah, man, those are both, yeah, back in the day. So yeah, I love where I'm at on the road right now, currently, as I mentioned. So hey, I want to shoot you out a reminder, check out skiwithwade.com, check out all my merch on there. Now we got t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, socks, sunscreen. Got some new stuff coming up soon. You can also check out my tour dates when you can find a Ski with Wade location near you. So, hey, I've got some really special guests here today. It's a group. I've actually met Terry Rogers here, our sort of host, years ago at a little water ski site in Cabot, Arkansas. Is that correct?
Yeah, Larry Waska's place.
Correct. Was there a name of that lake?
I don't recall if he had a name for it or not. We just called it Lake Washka.
Yeah, yeah. So, Terry, we're in Rhineland, Missouri here at your place. Tell us about you finding this lake and you designing it and getting it done.
Yeah, so we were partners on a lake prior to this one in a little town called Wright City, Missouri. But I had friends over the years that I'd skied with on private lakes, Washka Lake, the Malnicks over in Illinois, Jerseyville, Illinois, and one other. And so I just asked those guys, if you could build a lake again, what would you do differently? So we started looking for a number of years to find a big enough piece of property to build a lake the size we wanted. And then I started reaching out to people that I know and liked and would love to have as partners. And we pulled the thing together and we bought the property in 2006.
And compared to some properties that are sort of squeezed for, you know, some extra acreage, you've got a lot here. Is it maybe 200 acres total you guys have?
Yeah, the original property was 225 acres and we created a 55-acre right in the middle of it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. You can probably see it from space, like on the GPS, which is really cool. When I'm always looking for a lake, I plug in the address and then I'll go, oh yeah, there's the lake right there. We'll be skiing off that western shoreline, you know? So that's what your lake runs north, south, and we're right in the middle on the western side. Yeah,
that's right.
You've created quite this environment. I've visited maybe 5 or 6 times over 7 or 8 years. And it has become one of my favorite spots, not only for the lake and for the hospitality, but for the food. We always eat really good here. I like that a lot. Terry, on your right side here, we have your offspring, Reed Rogers.
Hello.
What's up, Reed?
How's it going?
So, hey, man, you are a marine biologist major.
Correct. I'm in Eckerd College down in St. Petersburg, Florida. I am majoring in marine science with a minor in environmental studies. It's a 4-year program and it's a beautiful place. I go from this paradise out here in the middle of Missouri to a paradise right on the beach. And I get to ski a lot out there too, so it's a perfect place for me to be.
Yeah, man, it's kind of a shame because you're in such a awesome spot down there on the west coast of Florida. Yeah. But Eckerd used to have a water ski team. Actually, when I was skiing collegiately for Central Florida, University of Central Florida, go Knights. Yeah, man, it was cool because we had quite the Florida conference. It wasn't necessarily just Rollins and Florida Southern. So, hey, man, maybe you got to put that on your bucket list and leave that as, hey, you left it in a better place, right?
Yeah. Currently, we don't have a team down there anymore. The most we have right now is a Eckerd Triton wakeboard team. We go out to McCormick's Cable Park out there just outside of Tampa. It's about an hour drive from college. I personally haven't gotten many chances to go out there. The first time I went out, I learned how to use a cable park. It was pretty fun. It was a cool experience, but I unfortunately crashed and tore my labrum, had a pretty bad injury. So I would like to get back out there and do some more wakeboarding for sure.
Well, man, on that note, I grew up going to that McCormick's place when I was a kid. And it's one of those places, you know, where he provides quite the playground out there. And unfortunately, Jim McCormick passed away recently. I don't know if you knew that, Reed.
I did not.
I grew up with his kids. He lived a nice long life, and man, he provided an opportunity like you guys have.
Wonderful opportunity.
Hey, man,
yes.
You know, you can go out and, you know, wakeboard or ski, you know, while you're in college. So awesome. Hey, man, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Next on our list is we've got a sort of offspring of Terry as far as his idea is, hey, man, he wanted to create this environment for people to not only enjoy themselves, but raise their kids. So we've got Mark Grimm here and his three young'uns who I've watched grow up, and they're not quite so young'un anymore. So Mark, what was your sort of deciding factor? Is that, hey, you're going to come out here and buy a lake house?
Well, this all started probably 20 years ago. We used to ski with the Rogers at their old lake. And in 2004, Terry invited us down for a free weekend at Table Rock Lake down near Branson and had a great time down there. And it was at that time that he shared his vision for buying property and building a lake. And we loved to ski and we loved the outdoors and just thought that would be a cool environment to be a part of with the Rogers and these other families. So we enjoyed the experience of searching for 2 years for the right piece of property. And gosh, the memories we've developed over the last 15 years of owning this place have been incredible.
You give me goosebumps, man. Because last time we sort of had a late finish because of our rain delay. But the fact that I like to come here so much is we get done and we go paddleboarding or the Rogers go out for a little barefoot run, you know. And so, you know, it creates a much different environment than just that man-made ski lake, right?
Yeah, the memories we have from doing so many things on the lake, you know, crazy stuff that we just try anything when nobody's around, when we don't have company. And it's just, you know, us and the Rogers and the other families. We get to do a lot of stuff in addition to hunting and all the other activities we can do around here.
And then you've got Uncle Charlie with, you know, the best fireworks that get, you know, a bunch of bombs in the air, as they say.
Well, and we've got our son who likes to blow up Tannerite and other stuff. And so we've always got something going off.
Yeah, so the 200 acres, you sort of need that buffer, right? You know?
Well, sometimes even that 200 acres isn't enough.
Yeah, I hear you, man. So next up, we've got your firstborn, Morgan Grimm. And now Morgan is a college graduate. Yay!
Yeah.
So tell us about, you went to Auburn.
Yes, I did. And I was on the ski team at Auburn all 4 years of college. And that's really where I learned about tournament water skiing and learned to run a pass and got on a trick ski for the first time, went rode over the jump for the first time, did all that fun stuff.
You know, it's really great having you here because I got to go to the college nationals in 2018 down
San Marcos. San Marcos, yeah.
And I was there, I guess it was Thursday morning for the opening morning, and it was 7 a.m. and I was there with Hare. We call him Marcus Brown, my flow point buddy. So we stayed at a little river house and we were there with the whole Bump Films crew and Flow Point crew because they were filming another documentary on the Collegiate Nationals. And so at 7 a.m., there's 12 D1 teams, 12 D2 teams. Every student that's on a team is there on the site. They're all screaming and yelling. And I'm like, man, this is like the old pro tour. This is legit. Like everybody's like ready to go. So what, it really was that fun, eh?
Yeah. Collegiate Nationals is one of the best tournaments I've ever been to. I graduated in 2018, so I didn't compete in San Marcos, but since I was living in Austin, I got to go down there for a few days and hang out with some of my old teammates and stuff. But there's no environment like Collegiate Nationals.
Yeah, no, it'd been 30 years, actually 31 years since I had been to a Collegiate Nationals because I'm really old. But when I went, it was, you know, it was like not that big of a deal. It was almost like, because I was already skiing pro events, it was almost like, well, a letdown, if you will, and not to degrade it all. But that's what was so neat, because once there was a breakdown of our pro tour, then all of a sudden the likes of Will Asher, Thomas DeGasperi, Regina Jacobs, man, they all skied, you know, yeah. They all skied collegiately. So then all of a sudden it was an upgraded status, if you will.
Oh, I remember one year that I was in college, Freddie Winter was skiing at Collegiate Nationals, and that was so cool to see him ski in the same tournament that we were in.
Well, when I went to Nationals 2018, the top three girls, Sienna Shawnee,
yeah,
and Allie Nicholson and Jamie Bull, they all ran 38 off. It was windy as all get out. It was challenging conditions. You're like, hey, there's three 19, 20-year-olds that just ran 38 off. So it was really fun to watch.
And that was fun for us because skiing in D2, a lot of us had never skied tournaments before we went to college at all. And so being able to watch people like that and get to know them too.
It was a great environment. No, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So now you have a job teaching.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Teaching first grade in Austin.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I used to be the room mom. Is that bad?
I love it.
I was showing up with, birthday cakes and whatever. Yeah. So yeah, I enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
Hey, well, next we've got your little sister, Bridget. And the coolest thing about Bridget and her little brother, Reed, maybe with big sister Morgan, I don't know, but I think I was maybe here each time you guys made your first pass through the course.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. Now you guys are like out there ripping 22 off and stuff. So things have changed. So Bridget, you're at Auburn as well.
Yes, I go to Auburn. I'm an incoming junior and I am majoring in supply chain management. So.
Wow. Yes. Well, there you go. That's kind of cool.
Still figuring it out, but
I like that. So I actually did a lot of cost accounting in college. So, and then I've worked for the HO for 32 years now. So I've learned it's not ever the supplier's fault. It's always HO's fault.
On HO.
Right, exactly. If it's a supply chain issue, it's like, well, hey man, we just lost our vendor and we got 2,000 orders to make. We need to hire you then, right?
Yeah, I know. So many companies are finally figuring out how important supply chain is. So
no, I'm serious. Hey, you want really an internship? Popular. We'll chat because
I'm down.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe go do a summer internship in Seattle. Yeah,
that sounds awesome. Thank you.
Well, very good. So next we got your little brother Reed. So now that's two Reed. So it's Reed Rogers or Reed Graham.
Yeah, all right. Big Reed and little Reed.
But we can't say that anymore because Soundgarden, my boss, who's 35 years old now. So once he was 21, we're like, because we had a big Dave from Australia, big burly dude, and then little Dave. Well, then little Dave grew into be a fairly big guy.
Yeah.
And now he's 21. So we're like, man, we really can't call you, little Dave. So he came Dave Jr. Mm. And now because of my good buddy, Bob Marley, who I just visited recently, you guys got to check it out. Bob Marley. Comedian. He's one of the funniest dudes alive and he loves water skiing. So anyway, hey man, I won't make fun of you being not little Reed anymore because I watched you ski this morning and you were ripping it.
I'd already
watched you from up on the deck. And I told Terry Rogers, I'm like, man, I need what do you call that? Like a megaphone, or just start texting the driver to tell him what to say at the end.
Yeah.
But then you ripped it today, man. Same as your sister. I remember when you were like working on wake crossings.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days.
Yeah. Not speed or line length. No, wake crossings.
Yep.
So yeah, big steps, right?
Yeah. Back then, I didn't even think the course was ever going to be possible.
Oh, no. It's such like an insurmountable challenge. Yeah. It's like the Mount Everest of water skiing, right?
Yeah.
You are a rising senior in high school.
Yes.
I've got a whole bunch of Ski with Wade campers that are making the same decisions you are. You already know? Are you going to Auburn?
Well, if I make it in, I'll probably follow the family. But if not,
we're going to have to get you a tutor for, make you write some more essays and stuff.
Possibly.
Work on your PR skills.
Yeah. But if I don't make it in there, I'll go to Mizzou because it's right by here. I'd be able to come here on the weekends.
Well, even though I was a UCF Knight, as we talked about earlier, deep down, same with both my kids, we kind of got a little Razorback red blood in us, go Hogs. Yeah. So it was always a big annual, sort of Christmas game, Arkansas-Missouri basketball. So, and then once both schools joined the SEC, Well, then it sort of brought up some old, hey, yeah, we don't like you guys, but we kind of do. You know, we hope you guys beat, if Missouri beats Auburn or, you know, Alabama, we're always cheering for, you know, Mizzou there.
Yeah, exactly.
And I certainly cheer for Auburn against Alabama. Sorry, Alabama. I don't roll tie. Yeah.
War Eagle.
No, exactly. War Eagle. Yeah. So it was a good story. I was near the lake where the Auburn ski team skis. Is it Divorce Lake?
Yes.
It was. Okay. So I went into a Hibbett's sports chain, right? You know, they're always, they're in the little Walmart towns and normally in a strip mall. Because my son was your age at the time. He was like a rising, you know, senior. So he loved it everywhere I went out getting school gear. So this is after UCF has claimed that one poll that claimed them national champions after the undefeated year. So yeah, it was sort of a weak claim, but we'd beat Auburn and maybe we beat somebody else that year that was pretty good. So, you know, it was kind of fun. So I go into this Hibbett store and there's nothing but Alabama gear. I'm like, dude, we're like 30 minutes from the Auburn campus and they're showing Auburn no love. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to come back. I went, put my UCF shirt on. I always carry one in the car. Come back in. I said, hey, man, I want to buy some UCF gear and I want to buy some more Auburn gear because I heard that UCF's national champion. Mm-hmm. Of course, all these kids are wearing Alabama gear that work there and they're only selling Alabama gear. So I got them so worked up, you know, saying, hey, man, War Eagle. Yeah, because they beat you. Yeah, we beat them. Man, yeah. We're the national champions, right? Yeah, they're like, shut up, get out of our store, you know? So yeah, I've always enjoyed that. So what would you major in then, Reed?
I have no clue. No clue at all. Maybe somewhere financial advising or something with math or maybe even engineering, but I haven't really thought about it too much.
Well, if you could do any financial advising, you got to do like some financial stuff first, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, man. Yeah. Like if you're going to advise me, I'm gonna check your track record, you know? I may be calling Mr. Rogers. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what. See, how will Reed do here? You know, so no, man, best of luck. You're in the same spot. A lot of people, like my kids are both in college and my daughter's changed majors 3 times, but third time is a charm. Looks like she's on, you know, course to graduate. And my son is going to be a finance major.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, man, I told him the same. I said, well, finish, get a job. Yeah. Like our girl Morgan did over here. Get your piece of paper. You know, that's what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
Thank all you guys for allowing me to be part of your lives here on beautiful Rhine Valley Lake. We want to thank our sponsors for this podcast. Number 4, Wake Effects over in Osage Beach, Missouri. You guys got to check it out. Man, that Lake of the Ozarks, I'd actually never been there. And we got John Farmer in the house here from Lake of the Ozarks, a late arrival to our live podcast crew here. Hey, man, it's crazy over there. I mean, condos, big marinas. Yeah, I was impressed. It reminded me a lot of Lake Martin down in Alabama where, you know, or even Hot Springs, Arkansas. Where you're like, wow, I see why people come to the middle of nowhere to hang out here. And check it out. Go to skiwithwade.com. All my podcasts will be up there. You'll be able to download them as well as check out my merch and check out my tour dates. Thanks for listening. Ski with Wade. That's a wrap this week for Ski with Wade podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to email me at wade@skiwithwade.com or direct message me on Instagram or Facebook with any questions you may have. We'll cut more rope next week. Ski with Wade.